We say love makes the world go round, and that everyone loves and wants to be loved. And that's so true. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Everyone loves and wants to be loved. You say some people are not very lovable. You say some people are not showing that they want to be loved by being so mean and so hateful and so intolerant and so uncaring about the world and uncaring about these things. Hey, slow down a minute. I cannot allow myself to think such thoughts. I cannot allow myself to entertain such ideas in my consciousness that there's anybody in this world who doesn't want to be loved. I don't know anybody in this world who doesn't want to be hugged and snuggled and kissed. I don't know anybody in this world. Ellen was saying to me the other day, and as you know, Ellen is our mistress of the monastery here and the CEO of the university, and she's just everything and doing it beautifully. Well, Ellen was raised in a dogless, petless family, and Ellen raised her children in a dogless, petless family. And then Ellen came to the university family. She had always been here, but she came physically here. And when she came to the university family, we have pets. Well, she took them and left them. Everybody else was taking care of the pets. But then one day, one little pet seemed to take to Ellen. And this little pet came here, and this little pet was sort of given a name that made it feel it was something different. We called it King. We called it the King, and it was a ruler, a little dog that was just a little black miniature pincher, and he was just a little tiger, and he'd go around and he'd be very domineering of everything and everybody. He was a little guy. And I said, let's change the picture. And everybody said, what do you mean? And I said, well, we'll change its name and we'll change its attitude. So we decided we'd call this King, which is the name we had, and we'll call him Love. And we'll call him Little Love because he's a little guy. And at first, he rebelled at being called Love because he was the boss. And moment by moment, he became more and more cuddly. And this was a dog that we sort of gave to Ellen. I don't remember exactly how we gave it to her, but we gave it to her. Or she took it over or something. And little by little, Ellen was teaching this dog to be mannerly, to be loving. And Ellen did something she had never done in her entire life. Ellen fell in love with a dog. With a dog! And she took this dog in her arms and she cuddled him. And of course, the King was happy to be cuddled. He thought this was great. And Little Love, it was even happier to be cuddled. And so she snuggled and cuddled Little Love. And she kissed Little Love. Kissing a dog! You know, she had never kissed a pet in her life. And now she's kissing this dog, as she says, I have never kissed anybody or anything or anyone as much as I kiss Little Love. And she's kissing a dog. Well, she loves the dog. And the dog loves her. And the dog walks behind her wherever she goes. The dog is always wanting to be next to her. Ellen moves from room to room, and the dog has a bed in each room. A bed in each room for the dog? Yeah, a little doggy bed in each room. So that wherever Ellen may be, the doggy just jumps into its little doggy bed and is just as content as it can be. It would rather jump into Ellen's arms. Well, everyone loves and wants to be loved. Little Love wanted to be loved. Little Love thought it had to take over the direction of our family here because nobody else seemed to be doing it. And so he was very dominant. But when Ellen took over the direction, and Ellen just loved this little dog to pieces, this little dog says, "Okay, I'll back off." And now he only barks when someone comes to the property, and he lets us know that we have an intruder coming on the property. And then we introduce him to the intruder, and the intruder becomes a friend. And so he stops his barking, and he's no longer the guard dog. Well, Ellen loves this dog and loves this dog to pieces. And the dog loves Ellen right back. The dog kisses Ellen. Kisses her right on the lips. No more, no less. My goodness sakes. And it's a dog. Well, we've oftentimes had the feeling that animals were separate from humans. Well, if you are a gardener, and you are a person who loves your garden, you'll take your hands and you'll stick them in the soil and loosen it up, and you'll take your little tools and you make the soil just all perfect for the plants, and then your plants will grow, and you'll go out and you'll admire them and you'll love them, and you'll say, "How lovely they are. Isn't that a lovely plant? I planted that plant. It grew. When I watered it and nourished it and gave it fertilizer, it grew." And then you walk out and you look at the sky and you say, "Oh my goodness, what a lovely day. Isn't that a beautiful sky? Look at the sun shining so brightly and everything is so smooth and so wonderful. I created that. Yes, I love that sky." Yes, everyone loves and wants to be loved. So you look at the sky and you say, "I created that, I love you." And the sky looks back at you and says, "Oh yes, I love you too." And the love affair goes on. The love affair of Ellen and her little love, the love affair of Rex and myself, or whatever dog I happen to have. And I love them with eternal magic. Not possession, but just with total delight and happiness. And each one of us in the family have had those that we love. Each one of us here at the monastery family. And if it is loving a cat or loving a dog, it's loving. Because we love and we want to be loved. And with what love we give out, that's the love that comes back to us. And if we love our children when they're mischievous, as we certainly must do because they're our children, and we love them and we see them as being balanced and not mischievous, but not mischievous, but being balanced, then the balance will be there. Because we love the sky, because we look into the sky and we find whatever is lovable in the sky, whether it's a cloud dropping rain, or whether it is a cloud sheltering us from the hot, hot sun, or whether it is the sun shining on us and blessing us and telling us how wonderful we are. Whatever. Whatever. We're the Creator. We love and we love to be loved. And if we can keep that in our heart and mind at all times, that we love and we love to be loved, then we will find that love will come to us from all the wonderful, magical possibilities of the experiences we have in our life. We'll look at our garden, and our garden will stick out its head of flowers and bushes and branches and say, "Hi, I'm yours. Yes, I love you. I'm growing for you. I'm growing to make your life happier and fill your heart with sunshine and your thought with joy." Yes. And the pets will come and look at us, and they'll rub against us, and they'll say, "You're nice." And we love them. And we love all creatures, great and small, no matter what. We love them all. We love them with all of our heart. We love them, and we would never want from them to part. Because we are so happy. We are so joyous. We are so filled with that love, that it knows no bounds. It is growing and expanding. And as God spoke its word at the beginning in the Bible, saying, I have created everything, and everything I created is good and very good. So we say the love is good and very good. So we say life is good and very good. It is our nature to love, and it is our nature to be loved, because everything is a reflection of who we are in ourselves. And if we're loving, if we're fantastic, if we're joyous, then you can be sure everything around us will be fantastic, joyous, loving, and just beyond any measure. So this Christmas Eve day, take into your heart the realization that you are the Christ child, and all the world loves you. Oh, it's true, there's a Herod. There are those who want to dispose of you because you're going to be so wonderful in the world. But even they forget. Even they go on with other things in their life and forget that you're going to overrule them. And they love their world because you have no thought in your mind except to love and be loved. Take this for your Christmas gift today, that you are indeed the Christ child. You are indeed born this day. Born this day into a world of peace and love and harmony. For you are the Prince of Peace. You are the child of the universe. You are the essence of all. Right now, you may be 50 years old, you may be 10 years old, you may be 100 years old, you may be just born. But right now, in your heart and mine, we are born the Christ child, as we can be every moment of our life. So join with me this Christmas Eve day to live in a happiness that is eternal. I love you. I love you. I love you.